Genesis 3:18b, "And thou shalt eat the herb of the field." This is a new calamity, for above, God had given unto man the sweetest and most delightful gifts, even that he should eat of all the trees of paradise, except two only. The Lord had also given him dominion over all fishes, and over all that the whole earth produced, whether of fruits or of animals. But now, all these blessings are taken from him on account of the eaten fruit, and nothing is left him but the herb of the field. And from this passage, I believe, it can be fully proved that Adam did not feed upon butter, or milk, or eggs, or cheese, or flesh, or even on apples or pears, etc., but on pot herbs and the seeds of certain herbs and plants only, such as peas, beans, millet, rice, wheat, flour, etc. Where, then, were the splendor and luxury of the banquet at which Adam feasted his friends, when he gave a daughter in marriage, or when he himself was present at the marriage of any of his sons, seeing that nothing was granted them of God, on which to feed but the herb of the field? Such, then, was the frugal fare of the primitive age of the world. It consisted of the most common and simple food with water. Now, however, a horrible luxury has overrun the whole present generation of men. They are not satisfied with collecting together flesh of every kind for the gratification of their appetites, but flesh of every kind is mixed with fish of every kind. Spices also of every kind are used in addition. Nay, the dissatisfied perverseness of nature is indulged to such an extent that those things by nature sweet are rendered by various condiments bitter, and those by nature bitter are by the same means rendered sweet. What varieties prevail in our drink also! Who would not consider himself made a laughingstock if he should see his host set before him water as his drink? Nor are we content with beer, which is brewed at our own homes, nor with wines made on our paternal estates. We even fetch them from beyond the sea. If our first father Adam could return on earth, think you not that he would laugh at, or rather wonder at, this madness of appetite in his sons? Why, he would avoid as poison those very things that we eat and drink with avidity and delight, and he would prefer to all these our dainties, even rapes and turnips, in their natural undressed state. In this passage, frugality of living is commended to us, for we are here taught that our first parents, being thus righteously deprived of all other kinds of food, had nothing left for food but the herb of the field. These facts, therefore, ought to lead us not only to frugality, but also to patience. Whenever we see others abounding in delicacies and dainties of every kind, while we ourselves have nothing but bread, salt, and water. For our thoughts ought to be these. This is the punishment justly inflicted on Adam, when he might have enjoyed, by the will and command and gift of God, the delicious fruits of every kind which grew in paradise. He was compelled, with all his posterity, to live on the common pot herbs because of his disobedience.